Tell me about the guitar, about the Corvette.
I've been talking to Billy Siegel for a long time, and he'd been telling me about just the, you know, various options with Gretsch and everything. And I had been playing Gretsch, but I wasn't really as familiar with the solid bodies. I had a 6120 Junior that I played a lot, mostly at home. It didn't a lot of because at the time we were running much heavier amps because I mean you more or less had to overdrive. I was using Gibson, and you kind of had to overdrive a lot of that stuff to get a lot of high end really out of it.
What did you think of the Junior?
I loved the Junior, but it didn't really it wasn't really complementing those amps. So it was kind of a whole infrastructure thing where I had to change my backline also. But when they gave me a Corvette to try out, and it's the thing I was so impressed with was that it basically invalidated the need for such heavy amps. I mean, you could really get a lot of it reacted a lot to your playing. So if you were playing heavier, it came out. You didn't really need to like doctor it to make it really work. So it's a wonderful clean guitar too. So and the thing that I was always frustrated with was that I wanted something that could be a little more versatile because I was really pretty much stuck with my fuzzy tone. Even when I would switch channels or anything, I mean, you're really gearing yourself towards, with amps and everything, a very muddy sound. And,
what guitar were you playing?
I was playing SGs exclusively. I wasn't playing anything else, and mainly because I like the playability of it. But the Corvette easily matched it in that, and then
do you find it favors an SG with the all mahogany construction, except the greater articulation of the pickups?
I feel like it's kind of the best of both worlds, where you get that kind of crunch that I think, you know, is most associated with Gibson. But then again, as I was saying, you know, it's all it reacts to your playing. So if you're crunching, it's going to be crunchy. If you're playing, you can easily translate something that you would play on a Telecaster to it, you know, to that fretboard. It really.
And are you cleaning it up with the volume knob, or are you just doing it with hand dynamics?
I use a lot of hand dynamics. That's usually more my style. But I like the option with the. I mean, with everything, I find that I don't employ most of the knob and switch setup. I don't really employ live, but in the studio, it's invaluable because I use that one guitar. It's funny. I'm sure it looks like a publicity stunt, but that really was the guitar that I gave away. We used on literally every song and we do, you know, so many overdubs and everything too. So
sure.
it was doubling itself. You know, we would switch over and
get a completely different texture.
Totally. And I mean, even out of the same amp, you were able to get, completely different, you know, voicings and everything. So
when I talked to Joe about it, he talked some about the decision making you did on pickups, and you stuck with the Megatrons, which have a reputation among those who aren't in the know as kind of a low end pickup.
Right. Which I know that was funny because I was looking at they'd send over a few different options as far as pickups go, and you know, I kind of just blindly tested them and ran them through a bunch of different stuff, and I think. I mean, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the makeup of the guitar itself. Maybe it's the wood. Maybe it's just everything else. But I found that they reacted better. I felt like it. You got such a broader range with those. So.
Right. And tell me about the third pickup.
The third pickup was actually that wasn't my idea. What happened was I had one SG, which, to be entirely honest, the middle pickup wasn't working. But Billy had seen it and brought it up to me that might be a cool idea to translate. And it took me a while to get on board with it because I didn't really I
never been a Strat guy.
Yeah, not especially, no. Yeah. And after working with it, though, the thing that I thought was so awesome was basically if you're doing something much cleaner, if you're doing something more, more akin to acoustic playing or whatever. I mean, it really gets the entire, you know, It gets the entire girth of the guitar.
And so you're using the two and four positions? You're using the blended positions?
It depends on what I'm playing. I think today, for what I'm doing, I'll probably be playing my... I usually use the neck pickup and more or less isolated because that alone is so much better than a lot of...
Yeah.
That's the thing that's so funny to me is that you have so many options, but then... I find different pockets for it, you know, and for different songs, for different things. So.
And what was cool to me about the Corvette is that it behaves like a high-end guitar. You know, the price just doesn't matter. It's just a magic guitar.
I was definitely sold on it. It was you know, again, I was more used to semi-hollows out of Gretsch. I really had no idea as far as, and one of the things that's funny is that the body of the Corvette, I think, is based off of there were the '60s ones, like the I have a peppermint twist, and that was my first Gretsch solid body that I got, and I just loved it. It's so natural. It plays so well that this is the next step of that, you know, the evolution of that, and I'm totally happy with it. So
Joe says we got to wrap it up, but. Want to tell you, I enjoy your stuff. It's really melodic, and on the Gretsch pages, there are a lot of older guys that come from the Chet era and the George Harrison era, and, you know, you're introducing, or the guitar is introducing them to your music, and some older guys are going, yeah, this is cool, this is melodic, this is good stuff. Yeah,
awesome.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure. Thank you, man.
You're going to come and watch the show, right?
Absolutely.
Awesome.